I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show. We have Jotham Oliver and Lori Kinsey of Tin Mountain Conservation Center. How are you?
Oh, we're doing very well.
Great. Beautiful day.
Yes, absolutely. A 50 cent day from what they're saying over on our sister station, WMWV. And you guys are hoping for a 50 cent day this Saturday. Big, big event. It's the Mount Washington Century Ride. Big benefit for Tin Mountain. Before we get into the actual ride, Lori, why don't we talk about a little bit about Tin Mountain Conservation Center and what you guys actually do over there?
Well, okay. It's summer, and at Tin Mountain, that must mean it's summer camp time.
Yeah.
So we're in the middle of summer camp, have another week and a half left or so, and there actually may still be a few spots left in those two camps. But it's been a great summer. You know, weather just really can make or break it, and it's been wonderful weather, great group of kids. It just puts a smile on my face every day to just see them coming and going. And right now we have kinder campers, so the cute factor is really high. Basically, we're getting kids outside, exploring.
Learning about nature.
Catching frogs, picking blueberries. We had a rock and roll camp last week, which was mountain biking and rock climbing, learning a little bit about geology. We do a hut hike. And our big week next week is canoe voyages for our older kids up to Lake Umbagog. But hate to say this, pretty soon school's starting again. So, you'll find us in all the schools in the Mount Washington Valley and MSD 72, and also up in Berlin and Gorham, thanks to the Tillotson Foundation, who funds our programs up there.
Excellent.
And besides that, we have our nature program series for adults and families. We have a great program tonight, Moths of the Pine Barrens, and that's with Jeff Lucci of the Nature Conservancy. We're meeting down on 41 at the trailhead. Better call Tin Mountain for directions. But he's basically, we're going to be catching some moths. And there's some really unique moths in that area. So that's at 8 o'clock. Starts a little late, but they're nocturnal. So,
all right.
Anyway, we have research going on.
There's always all kinds of stuff. And you can go to tinmountain.org, too, on all details about the events and the full lineup of what they have offering this summer and into the fall and for the whole rest of the year, which is pretty outstanding. And a lot of the reasons that you guys are able to do these fun events and these fun activities is because of the fundraising that you do.
You got it. And we have a big benefit coming up this
Saturday. It's the Mount Washington Century Ride. Our very own Roy Prescott, he does the morning show on WMWV. He's also our afternoon guy here on Magic. He is super excited about this event. And Jonathan, you look like you're ready to go already.
I'm ready to go. I'm all dressed.
He rode his bike here.
It's radio, right? I can dress and
that's
smell
it.
However I want.
Absolutely.
Pretty good.
That's why I'm here. Let's talk about the Century Ride, because this is a lot of fun. This is a big event for numerous bicyclist enthusiasts, because there's different types of options that you can take, but of course it's all for Tin Mountain, so set it up for us.
It's the best supported century in New England, hands down. We have five aid stations, we have ham radio operators, we have EBG mobile repair taking care of you if you have a mechanical issue. We have amateur radio operators, because you know your cell phone is going to work every place in the valley.
Right.
So you're well taken care of. And we have pickle juice, which is our secret weapon.
Okay.
We have riders doing pickle juice shots to avoid cramping.
Wow.
It's a thing.
Okay. I believe you.
We also have lots of other good stuff, too. Yeah. Gorp, oranges, bananas.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Absolutely. There's plenty of food. People will be well taken care of. There's a route of 40 miles, so you go... You leave Tin Mountain, you go down Bald Hill, and then you hit the Kank, go to the Bear Notch. If you want to bear right, you can do a 40-mile loop and head back to Tin Mountain.
Yeah.
If you want to go left, you'll go up to Crawford, and you can start your 80 route, or you can do the whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada, yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, it's quite – there's more elevation gain to the Century Ride than there is actually going up Mount Washington.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
So
everybody gets together and they can still register. Say somebody's hearing about
it
today.
So if you're hearing about it right now or later on, you definitely come. Day of registration can be Friday evening, or you can come early Saturday and get your wheels on the road.
Yeah, very cool. You guys have lots of sponsors I've seen that we've teamed up with here. Oh, my goodness. Everybody.
Absolutely.
Always a beautiful thing. Another bonus to living in the valleys. Not just the nature that we see and the scenery, but everybody in this community is here to help, and we all band together for this. So we might want to give some shout-outs to some of our sponsors.
We have in-kind sponsors. If we're the best-supported century, we're already more so now. We have Hammer Nutrition, who's coming and giving us nutritional supplements. Bike Reg is a financial sponsor. Downey Cycles has sponsored us with fundraising prizes. But really, like you said, we go look at Pete's Restaurant Supply or Freiburg Thriftway or Wally and Fandangles. The Bicycle Club, they'll be at Aid Station 2. Mahoosic Pathways will be Aid Station 3 with Lori.
I'll be there.
And right, we have Weston's and White Mountain Oil donating a grill. And I'm sure on that list, I just forgot four or five people.
Right.
But it's an army of people that are put together. Kat Ferguson, our volunteer coordinator, is phenomenal.
Excellent.
And without her, I'd be...
Yeah, our volunteers are
everybody
great.
Would be riding in circles.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Pretty much.
Our volunteers are great. There's a lot to go on in the weeks preceding and then the day of the event and so forth. But it's a beautiful ride. You couldn't find, you know, people have seen moose and all kinds of interesting wildlife along the way.
Sure.
I heard that Bear Notch is freshly paved.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. The west side of Bear Notch is freshly paved. So what was a kind of bumpy ascent of Bear Notch
is now nice and smooth.
Nice and smooth.
It's butter. It's butter, baby.
And I think the weather forecast... I heard Ed say it's looking good. A string of 50 centers is what he's saying.
We are keeping our fingers crossed. I think everything's going to work out swimmingly for you guys. That is tinmountain.org. That's where you can register as well. We'll get all the information about registering and all the information that you need. And then I noticed that there was like going to be massages for some of the bikers afterwards.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, and all types of little things.
Absolutely.
Oh, and there's a big meal at the end, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a little bit of a celebration for Tin Mountain.
Yes, you deserve it, because if you have been to Tin Mountain, you know you're going to go up Bald Hill Road. That's the signature of the event.
Yeah.
Like, you've done 109 miles, now climb about 800 feet up Bald Hill Road.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Again, very pretty.
Yeah, right. It's all about the views.
And that's why Rory Prescott is so excited.
Yes, he is pumped about it, and he keeps on saying, he's like, I'm going for the 80. I'm really still, he's walking that line. He's thinking about the whole century. He's like, Roy, just do it. You got to go for it, Roy.
He's done it. He's done it.
Yeah. So he has it under his belt. I think he can do it again. We'll see about that, and I'm sure he'll be telling us all about it after the weekend is over. That's happening this Saturday, July 27th. Again, all the details, tinmountain.org. Thank you so much, Lori, and so much, Jotham, for coming in and telling us about it, and we hope that you have a fantastic day out there.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you very much.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.